1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic ABC Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Remillard. Forecasters watching Tropical Storm Ophelia as it's expected to make landfall along the Carolina coast on Saturday. Hurricane watches have been issued for some coastal regions in the mid-Atlantic. The storm could dump as much as 7 inches of rain across parts of North Carolina and southeast Virginia. House Republicans have left Washington without a viable plan to keep the government open past September 30th. That could lead to federal worker furloughs, shutting down places like North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains Craggy Gardens Trail. Asheville resident Danny Scruggs says,
"That I get annoyed that they can't just get along and compromise."
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, though, says he hopes to move forward with a plan on Tuesday. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez relinquishing his seat as chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he says he will not resign from Congress after federal prosecutors unveiled a sweeping indictment Friday accusing him of corruption and bribery. This is ABC News. Many questions remain after a pilot ejected from an F-35 jet over South Carolina. Now we're hearing the 911 call of a homeowner after the pilot parachuted into his backyard.
It was a 911 call like no other between an astonished homeowner, the pilot who parachuted into his backyard, and a very puzzled emergency dispatcher.
What caused the fall?
An aircraft failure.
And the 47-year-old pilot, unaware his aircraft was likely still in the air for what's believed to be at least 10 or 15 minutes.
Has there been a report of an airplane crash?
I have not seen any.
The jet eventually crashing some 60 miles north of where the pilot ejected.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. Amazon Prime Video planning to start serving up ads to Prime members unless they pay a monthly fee to avoid them. Amazon says Prime members can pay $3 a month to keep the service ad-free. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mino and the mayor.
Hey, Mike, of all the people that your wife knew in Two Rivers, did any of them have a Shetland pony?
Mike, you're a new listener. John, for some reason,
the only person in the history of Two Rivers that had a Shetland pony when he was a kid.
Star. He was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
He was great. I'd come home from school, ride him. He's a great horse. And his Shetland pony, he was great.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far this segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Mino and the Mayor.
What do you think of this team, Brady, with the new quarterback?
It's such a wild card because you go all the way back to Aaron Rodgers. What's been cool about my football experience is I've seen this. Aaron was a good player. Nobody ever expected him to become a first-ballot Hall of Famer, especially under the circumstances of having to replace a Hall of Famer, which is rare.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, and on the Civic Media app.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over, then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information.
A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens.
Today, I am talking to the owner of Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, my friend Truman McGee. From an environmentally friendly perspective, yeah. The fact that it's frozen means that it's not going to waste.
I'm a cereal strawberry abuser. If you're a fruit and you're watching this, stay away from me, okay? Do not jump in my shopping cart because I will let you die.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, rolling into the Thursday Happy hour. I got a fine co-devil helping me out in Dom's absence. She is Dr. Kristen Lyerly. And Kristen, we're here in your hometown, at least your adopted hometown, Green Bay, Wisconsin, in the WGBW studios. Getting ready to have a good time. I hear Mino the mayor. There's a whole crew out there in the lobby.
They are so excited. They're eating all the M&Ms. I don't know how much bourbon is left in that bottle.
I think it was the clarion call where I said, I will buy a beer or two. And
all they of just a sudden, keep coming.
The people are here to join us. Come on down. I'll buy you a beer. 844-967-2789. If you're not close, you can still share your opinions with us on the phones, on the radio. And I saw some breaking news here from the great state of Wisconsin. Kristen, I think we should share it with the audience. Mm-hmm. As you're probably well aware, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss has been threatening to impeach a newly impaneled Supreme Court Justice, Janet Protasiewicz.
I've heard about this.
Seems a little fascistic to me, mm-hmm. in that they can't point towards any crime or corruption, but only the fact that she may not recuse on a case where they could lose power. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to lose power, Kristen.
Well, I mean, she hasn't really done anything yet, so it's hard to impeach her based on something that she's done. So they're saying, help me out here.
She expressed an opinion.
What?
Yes.
People have opinions?
Apparently they do. Now, they did actually ask what the nonpartisan, I believe it was the Legislative Reference Bureau, perhaps it was Legislative Council, and they said, give us an opinion on Justice Protasiewicz's opinions. And they said, not really a problem. In fact, I believe there were complaints filed and they were specifically dismissed. So we know it's probably not a legal problem, mm-hmm. probably not an ethical problem even. So why do you think these Republicans, Kristen, why do you think they're taking this tact? Do you think this is is this chilling prior restraint? What do you think they're trying to accomplish here?
I think that they are afraid because they see the writing on the wall. They see how people are voting in Wisconsin. They hear the conversations, and they know that their power is in peril. Their absolute control over the state is in peril, and they should be afraid.
Now, if they, through the assembly, and they don't, well, they need a simple majority, and they have a nearly two-thirds. Well, I guess they do have nearly a two-thirds majority in the assembly side.
By two.
So they could even allow some of their members to be on the sideline, still have the prerequisite number of assembly votes to, let's just say, start a process, call it an impeachment. And the Senate never has to take it up, but they've effectively sidelined the newly elected liberal judge, justice, and they've also sidelined the majority of the liberals. And I think that's still going to come to fruition, very likely. What's your opinion?
I think there are a few different ways this could play out, and this is definitely outside of the scope of my expertise. But based on what we've seen from these, frankly, hostile legislators, they know what they need to do to stall government so that they can get the result that they want. They know what the different pathways are. And I think you're right. I think that that is their objective. They want to just bring everything to a screeching halt, and they want the maps to stay the same. And they're talking less about abortion now, but you know that has been an issue as well.
Well, that would also be theoretically an issue, and probably not theoretically, probably likely before the courts, the Wisconsin Supreme Court. If Protasiewicz is sidelined, she's sidelined on that issue as well.
That's and a tricky political issue.
While Hagedorn has certainly been a little independent on some of the small d democracy issues, he's not going to be a swing vote when it comes to things like pro-life, abortion. I mean, he's shown his religious roots. He's not going to swing with the liberal bloc here. There's no way he's going to do anything of that sort. So effectively, a 3-3 is a stalemate.
So
back to the appellate court. I'm less clear. Do we see under a stalemate if that theoretically happens? Do we see people running to the federal courts? For so long, I've been doing this about 12 years, doing politics on the radio. And for so long, it has been my impression that the people of Wisconsin didn't get a fair hearing through the Wisconsin Supreme Court. It was just too corrupt. And when I say corrupt, I'm not implying that these individual justices are taking bribes per se, but they're taking massive donations that allow them to get elected. Then the donors, specifically Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the Wisconsin Realtors Association, get to write the very recusal room rules that these justices choose to live by. Well, they had every chance to change the rules for themselves. They didn't do that. They didn't. There's no way to force a Wisconsin Supreme Court justice to recuse. I don't see a circumstance where you can do it. Short of, what, a false impeachment, a meritless impeachment, because constitutionally speaking, there's no corruption. There's no crime.
There's no anything.
There's no fair there, but that won't. But they have the votes, and that's all it takes. If they have the votes and they have the will, this could very likely come down the pike.
Yeah, it's possible.
You taking odds?
I hate to take odds because I feel like every time it's such a chess game. Every time something happens, then it opens up a whole universe of other possibilities. And then, it changes all of the possible pathways. So I don't know. I'm not a betting person. I guess we'll see.
We'll see. TheHill.com at this hour, ex-Wisconsin Supreme Court justices are blasting the GOP's impeachment push. I'll read just briefly if you'll indulge me. Two former Wisconsin Supreme Court justices, one appointed by a Democratic governor and one appointed by a Republican, rebuked a push by Republicans to consider impeaching a newly elected liberal justice on the state's high court. Former state Supreme Court justices Lewis Butler and Jeanine Jeske argued in a column published in the State Journal Thursday that a move by Republicans in the legislature to potentially hold impeachment proceedings on liberal Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz would not only be inappropriate, but unconstitutional. Now, we've talked about Robin Voss, that likely won't stop him from moving forward. Let me give you a quote here. Wisconsinites deserve a justice system where justices are allowed to do their jobs and to decide cases fairly and impartially without threats. That's the key word there, effectively she's being threatened by another supposedly co-equal branch mm-hmm. without threats from the legislature in a case where it seeks to be a party, thereby chilling the justice's ability to make the very decision the justice was elected to make. They added, "This is what the Constitution demands and what's necessary for our democratic system of justice to work." Public shaming, will it work? Public shaming of Robin Voss, Kristen Lierley.
Well, I'm guessing Robin Voss probably has read this and probably will take it to heart and may consider changing his mind.
You can't even keep a straight face when you say that. You know, so I, because of the nature of the partisan gerrymander and the, I mean, Robin Voss is not the longest serving assembly speaker in the state of Wisconsin because people like him per se. Many of his caucus fear the man. They fear the primaries he will bring down upon their heads.
For sure. We've seen it.
If they don't march in lockstep with this guy. So I think he is nearly impervious, 10 or 12 years in, I think he's nearly impervious to the will of his constituents or any Wisconsin voters, because the gerrymander means effectively his caucus is going to win re-election regardless of the number of Democratic voters, regardless of the fact that they are a minority, but they're holding nearly two-thirds of the assembly seats. That makes the guy, I mean, the only fear he had was when his own creation, Gableman, and Janelle Branchon and the former President Donald Trump came to Waukesha and endorsed his opponent, as did yours truly, because I'm in for a little electoral mischief. But Adam Steen, like 280 votes, that was so close. But if he didn't get beat in the primary, he's not going to get beat in a general election. These are not competitive districts, regardless of the strength of the candidates or their ideas.
Yeah, I mean, he's a brilliant guy. You have to hand it to him. He is great at keeping his people in line, and he'll do whatever it takes to hold on to his power. But I think for many Wisconsinites, I know for me, every time I see a headline that says Robin Voss says, the first thing I think is, what's the angle? Because it always sounds so benign. Like, oh, we like the Iowa redistricting plan. What's the angle? It's not the Iowa redistricting plan. This isn't what we wanted.
Well,
this is
of course,
a distraction.
It was, and very well put, Kristen Lierley. The Iowa redistricting plan put out there as a shiny object to say, let's stop talking about the proposed threatened impeachment of Janet Protasiewicz, because we've moderated overnight and we've adopted a plan that we hated yesterday. Only we've made a very modest moderation, which changes everything.
Right.
But we're going to claim we're the Iowa model, but we're not. We're the Wisconsin bad governance model in a new form.
Also, let's not let the people in on this. Let's do it all in a closed chamber and then just try to ram it through.
Well, that's always been the way Republicans govern here in the great state of Wisconsin. Folks, she is Kristen Lierley. She's my fine co-devil today. I'm up here in Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. Tell your friends. Tell them they should be listening, especially to Mino and the mayor in the morning. So those guys are going to join us very, very soon. But if you want a piece of this action, you start dialing the phone, 844-967-2789. Dom will be back on Monday. He's a little Rocky Mountain High tomorrow. Today, tomorrow, all weekend.
All weekend.
Legal marijuana state. I hate this new term, abortion tourism. I mean, marijuana tourism, I'm down. Abortion tourism, no such thing exists. But Republicans, they've adapted that vocabulary. Come back with my fine guest, Dr. Kristen Lierley, Crudy, live in Green Bay, you as well. 844-96-PARTY.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Rhino and the Mayor.
We're talking with Tony Mandrich. You're talking about your alcohol problems. Jim kind of mentioned here during the break. He said, yeah, the coaches didn't do anything about it. And I said, didn't do anything about it. They were with the guys.
I mean, nobody forced anybody to drink. Drinking was just part of it. And it was kind of like that stereotype of, you know, being a guy or being an athlete, or it was just part of that.
Rhino and the Mayor. Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS. And on the Civic Media app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies overnight with a slight chance for scattered rain showers. Lows level off around 59. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Lows level off around 56. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies and quiet. Dry and turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
L is for the way you look.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocate. The Devil's Advocate light today. I'm Pete Schwabe, filling in for Domin Kruth. They will be back Monday. And we have done a bit of a turn here on the show, so don't panic, folks. It's still a political show. But we're talking about movies and streaming shows today, and we're trying to help people find out what they should be watching and also what we should be watching. Don't hesitate to call or text us your suggestions. 844-96-PARTY. That's the better way to say it. 844-96-PARTY. Text us your suggestions of what to watch. It could be political movies, since this is a political show. It could be summer blockbuster that you liked, something you're streaming on Netflix or HBO or looking forward to. We want to hear it all. And we'll give you three great suggestions by the end of this show that you could just run to and start watching right away and don't have to spend an hour looking for something to watch. So we are going to, I've been looking forward to this. Nate Wagehout is the producer, folks. Nate, we've talked about this. It's finally here. The dream is real. We're going to play Guess the Scene. So how this works is Nate is going to play a clip. And if you know the scene, we want to hear from you. We want you to text us or call us 844-96-PARTY and tell us what scene it is. Are there prizes? Oh, no. We don't have that kind of budget, folks. But you get the personal satisfaction of guessing the right answer. And down the road, maybe we'll do something like that, movie tickets or something. But okay, Nate, fire up the first scene and listen up, folks. Here we go.
This is Doris. Her brother-in-law, Carl, owns this diner. She's worked here since she was 17. More than anything else in her life, she wants to see Paris before she dies.
Oh, boy, what are you doing?
This is Debbie Kleiser and her fiancé, Fred.
Do I know you?
They're supposed to be getting married this afternoon, but Debbie is having second thoughts.
What?
Lovely ring.
This is Bill. He's been a waiter for 3 years since he left Penn State and had to get work. He likes the town, he paints toy soldiers, and he's gay.
I am.
This is Gus. He hates his life here. He wishes he stayed in the Navy.
Well, I could have retired on half pay after 20 years.
Excuse me? Is this some kind of trick?
Well, maybe the real guy uses tricks. You know, maybe he's not omnipotent. He's just been around for long. He knows everything.
Okay, there you go. There's the scene. So if you think you know it, let us. Oh, we already have a winner. Nate. Who was that? The text disappeared so fast. Groundhog's Day. No, that's...
All right.
That is correct. We've had two people guess it right.
We also have a caller on the line who also thinks they know it. So I don't think we've said it quite yet. So do we want to? We have Terry here. Terry from our car.
Oh yeah.
Let's take
Bill Murray.
Okay.
It was definitely Bill Murray. But what's the movie, Terry? Is it Terry or Carrie?
Oh yeah.
Terry.
Groundhog Day, without a doubt. Yeah.
Well done, young lady. That's excellent.
Thanks.
Okay. Terry, give us a suggestion of what we can watch. What are you watching right now?
Oh, my gosh. Actually, I'm going to be watching the Badger game tonight.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. That's entertaining, and you don't know how it ends. That's what I love about sports.
Right?
Terry, thanks so much. Thanks for the call. Drive safely, okay?
And all Pete, right, where can people hear the Badger game tonight? I hear it starts at 6 o'clock.
I think I have that information right on the Civic Media app on WRJN. That would be my suggestion. That's the best place to listen to it. And I will give you those call letters momentarily. WRJN AM 1400, AM 1400. If you're in your car or on the Civic Media app, that's a great place to listen to it too. So, wow, that was great. Everybody, nobody guessed wrong. We had three or four people all pegged it.
That was an easy one, though.
That was kind of an easy one. See, I didn't know. I don't know what, you know, you don't know how intense. All right, let's do the second one, Nate. Let's do another one and see if people can get this one.
The next one's a little bit more difficult. Here we go.
Okay.
He leaves.
What's up? I never yielded. And as you can see, I am not dead.
That is, I mean, I thought people would get it just from that, and maybe they will. That's a pretty, it's kind of iconic.
Here's a hint that will help no one. I haven't actually seen this movie.
Yeah, well, I picked it out, and I was like, oh, what is this one again? Okay, yeah. So, so there you go. There's a clip. Let's see if anybody can guess that one. Should we give the actor? Should we give a hint, Nate?
We have Madison Plummer saying Blood Diamond. That is incorrect. Is not
Blood Diamond not is incorrect. Blood. Good guess, though.
But we do have a winner here. I'm not quite sure what their name is, but they did guess correctly there, and that would be Black Panther.
Say it, Nate.
Black Panther. Yes. Yeah, did not include their name in there, but
There's nothing wrong with correct. Anonymity. I got to be honest. The Marvel movies. I'm not anti-Marvel, but Black Panther is one of the most, that and Wonder Woman, I remember because it's like about one person. It's not like where they're all together and they all just, the movies kind of blend together to me. We get somebody else here.
It was Andrew from Verona. Good job, Andrew. That was a shorter one, I think. And I think that's good. And
he gets credit for that one.
Yes.
So that's good. He gets credit for that. And now he did not label it or brand it. Black Panther is the kind of movie where you, let's say we need Dana's help here from lacrosse because that was a rainy weekend movie. Black Panther's a Friday night, have a couple of other couples over, lots of popcorn and watch an action movie. That's how I'm going to brand that.
Yeah. It's a good popcorn movie.
Exactly. Should we try to do, I want to do one of the, Rob Thomas is coming up next, folks. He's the features editor at the Capital Times.
I think we're just out of time for doing another one here. Yeah.
Okay. Let's hold it over. We'll see if Rob can guess it and we can take some calls too. That's good. Perfect branding. Okay. All right. So I'm Pete Schwab, filling in for Dom and Kroot. How are we doing on time, Nate? Do we have to go?
Oh, no. We got a couple seconds.
Should I sing something?
You can sing a little something.
Oh, and great actor lost. See, that's the irony of that clip is he says, I am not dead. And I'm completely blanking on his name right now, but he did pass away. Mm-hmm. Phenomenal actor who was also in Jackie. Not Jackie. I think it was called 41. Anyway. All right. So great job with Guess the Scene, everybody. We got Groundhog Day and Black Panther. And we'll have another one in the next segment. Rob Thomas is going to join us. He's the features editor for the Cap Times. And if Rob, we're going to put Rob on the spot because if he doesn't know this, yes, Bozeman. I'm still blanking on his first name. Help me out, folks. And I just got a text from someone too, said Lioness is a great movie. Check out. So there you go. All right. So we're going to do another Guess the Scene coming up next. It's Pete Schwab in for Dom and Kroot. We'll be right back with Rob Thomas.
L is for the way you look at me. O is for.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Forecasters watching Tropical Storm Ophelia as it's expected to make landfall along the Carolina coast on Saturday. Hurricane watches have been issued for some coastal regions in the mid-Atlantic. The storm could dump as much as 7 inches of rain across parts of North Carolina and Southeast Virginia. House Republicans have left Washington without a viable plan to keep the government open past September 30th. That could lead to federal worker furloughs, shutting down places like North Carolina's Blue Ridge Mountains Craggy Gardens Trail. Asheville resident Danny Scruggs says,
"That I get annoyed that they can't just get along and compromise."
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, though, says he hopes to move forward with a plan on Tuesday. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez relinquishing his seat as chair of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, but he says he will not resign from Congress after federal prosecutors unveiled a sweeping indictment Friday accusing him of corruption and bribery. This is ABC News.
Top U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. The Maggie Dawn Show.
My immediate thought when I read about this and then watched it today was, please don't die, Senator McConnell. I couldn't disagree more strongly with Senator McConnell's policy positions, but he has been one of the only elected officials that's in a leadership position for the Republican Party that hasn't completely supplicated himself to Donald Trump.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Weeknights at 6 p.m.
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the show. The Devil's Advocates are not here today. They'll be back Monday. Dom and crew taking some time off. I am Pete Schwabe, and we are talking. We did a little bit of a pivot today. We're talking show business and movies and streaming and entertainment and having all kinds of fun. We had the creative director for the Peninsula Players, Greg Liana, created Meet the Parents. Now we are going to welcome in another, and we're going to see if we just did a segment called Guess the Scene, Nate. And we had one scene we didn't get to because we had so many great calls and texts. We're going to play this and we're going to put Rob Thomas on the spot and see if he can guess the scene. He is the great features editor for the Capital Times. Please welcome to the show, Rob Thomas. Rob, how are you?
I'm good, Pete. This is not fair to put me on the spot like this. My reputation's on the line.
Put your money where your mouth is, buddy. You write about movies and TV. You know, you've interviewed me a couple times over the years. You did a hit job. I've forgiven you for it, but I want to make things right here tonight. So, no, it's great to have you, buddy. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, Pete. It's good to talk to you again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Likewise. So you have something you want to talk about, too. I said I wanted to pick your brain and see what you were watching, but something's going on at the Capital Times, right?
Yeah, we have a big week this week. It's Cap Times Idea Fest in Madison, which started Saturday. And then tonight we have a big event with a senator named Bernie Sanders, a big sold-out thing at Shannon Hall. And then tomorrow's the last day with a whole lineup of great speakers, including Adam Kinziger, who was on the January 6th commission. And some local legislators and the author of a new biography of Martin Luther King Jr. And then we have a bunch of virtual events. If people want to stay home, they can watch it online. So we plan all year for this, and attendance has been great so far this week. We've been really happy with it. So come on out. It's really fun.
Couldn't you get any better guests, bigger names there, or what's going on? That's a great lineup. And Adam Kinziger is a phenomenal follow on Twitter, by the way.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
He takes so that's off, great. That's for sure.
From yeah. Good quarters, luck with that.
Yeah, it's going to be fine. Thanks.
That's excellent. So, okay. So Rob, typically, I'm sure you're familiar with the Devil's Advocate. It's typically a political show. You know, my background and what I like to talk about. So that's what we're doing today. And I want to pick your brain. I want to give people three suggestions they can walk away with after the show that they cannot scroll for 45 minutes and check every app on Roku before they decide on something. So I'm just going to ask you, right out of the gate, what is Rob Thomas watching right now? Movie, TV, whatever.
Well, my wife and I just finished a Netflix show, and this is political, called The Diplomat with Kerry Russell.
Oh, yeah.
We thought it was great. She plays the U.S. ambassador to the United Kingdom, gets involved in all this intrigue. It's dramatic. It's very funny. I thought it was very smart, really well written. So we really like that. I mean, these days, if we finish a series, that's like show of the year, because usually it's like we get halfway through and then we get distracted by something else. And we finished all 8 episodes of that and are ready for season 2. And then right now I'm watching this comedy on Peacock, which is the NBC streaming site, which I know a lot of people probably don't have, but it's called Killing It with Craig Robinson from The Office and Time Machine. It's really funny and really sweet. He plays a guy in the South who's kind of trying to make it big. The first season he was like killing snakes. This season it's about these berries. It's really, really well written. It has a lot of the charm, I think, of The Office or like Parks and Rec, something like that. Yeah. So that's one I really like as well.
That's great. Did you see the summer blockbusters? I assume you saw your share of them.
I did. I saw Barbenheimer, I saw Barbie twice, once with my daughters. We got the pink out, and then once with my wife. And then I saw Oppenheimer with my wife. And I mean, what a great summer for movies at the theater. Like, it was, first of all, great movies. And then it was so fun to see these packed theaters and packed lobbies and everybody, you know, young, old, coming out and movies. I mean, really restored my faith in what, you know, after kind of a rough couple of years with the pandemic, restored my faith that people can see, you know, how special it is to go see movies with a bunch of strangers in a movie theater, especially when they're good movies.
I totally agree. It's like, to me, that's half the fun. Like, I love streaming and binge watching at home, but there's nothing like having this cinema experience. I got to tell you, I had maybe you can relate to this, Rob. I don't know if you wore pink. I don't own pink. I have peach. I have a peach colored shirt and it looks dynamite, but it's not pink. So I didn't wear it. I was the only one, like 9 people, my daughter, my wife, friends. And then I look like that guy that refuses to wear pink. And I'm not. I just didn't have time to run out and buy something pink. And my wife's like, well, put on the peach shirt. I'm like, that, then I look like I'm an idiot. You know, like, no, it's pink, moron. So that's my thing with that. And then go ahead.
No, I just said I thought I was in the same boat. I thought I did not own any pink. And then I dug in my closet and I found a shirt I had bought for $3 on clearance at Old Navy that was bright pink and had not worn since I had bought it. And like it was like destiny that I'd found that. Like, it earned its $3 that night for sure. So
that is money well spent, buddy. I think you got your use out of that for $3.
Absolutely.
I'm going to put this out to you too, because I think I've gone through Tom Cruise, an array of views on this guy. Liked him in Risky Business, all the right moves, great. Then he got, you know, so strange, and it was his behavior on Oprah and the Scientology stuff. And I'm like, oh man, it's like, I can't watch this guy. I've come 360 back around. He is maybe the greatest movie star ever. He does not make a bad movie. You might not love every movie he makes, but I mean, even like my daughter likes Cocktail, and I'm like, the guy has not made a lemon. Has he? I mean, am I wrong? Am I missing something?
I mean, you know, this last 10 years, I think, especially since he got back to the Mission Impossible movies, which I love and watch and over again. And of course, Top Gun Maverick, which basically saved movies last year.
Yeah.
It's funny. He just kind of was like, I'll just pretend I don't have any sort of personal life whatsoever, and I'll just focus on the movies, and it's worked out. I mean, he makes one banger after another. I kind of thought Mission Impossible kind of got a little bit overlooked this summer, which is strange to say, because it came out the week before Barbenheimer and just wiped it out of theaters. You know, I was just, you know, I'm not going to cry for Tom Cruise, but you know,
right.
It's a great movie. I think people should catch up with that. I think it's going to be on DVD next month, and I think it's still in a couple of theaters. But yeah, I mean, he's as close to a sure thing in an age where there aren't that many of what you can call movie stars anymore. He's as close to a sure thing as you can get, I think.
And, and not only is he a bona fide, legit movie star, he's a pretty good actor too. I mean, because there can be a difference there. And I think like the first Mission Impossible, okay. The second one was terrible. I think that's the last and maybe only Tom Cruise movie I think was really bad.
Yeah. I mean, there was some, like the second Jack Reacher movie, which nobody saw, wasn't very good, but that was like 10 years ago. And like, he's just really focusing, I think, on, you know, A, learning how to jump out of an airplane or whatever. And, and he just kind of knows the assignment in every movie and picks very carefully. And, so yeah, I'm very excited to see the part two of Mission Impossible whenever, I guess it's been delayed because of the strike, but very excited to see that whenever it comes out.
Yeah, it's the way that movie ended was phenomenal. I've never seen anything like that. So Rob, I got to ask you this: so are you? Have you watched anything lately we should avoid? Anything that's cringeworthy as opposed to binge-worthy?
Well, this is very divisive, but I have really started to sour. If you have Disney Plus, the Star Wars and Marvel TV shows, like in Star Wars, I don't know if you've kept up, but like Andor was a really good one. But I've been watching, I think it's pronounced Ahsoka. Rosario Dawson.
Yeah.
And I see some people online loving it, and I just cannot get into it. It's just like, it's so reliant on nostalgia for the movies and TV shows that have come before, when like, guys, it's been like 45 years since the first one. Let's move things forward a little bit. Similarly with the Marvel one, there was one called Secret Invasion this summer with Samuel Jackson, who again you would think would be pretty close to a sure thing, and it was just a mess. It was like, started out as kind of like a Cold War thriller, and then kind of turned halfway, and it was, I think was they're trying to set up future movies and TV shows, but I've been real skeptical of those lately. But you know, obviously they have their fans, so you know, I usually will hear about it online if I dare criticize.
Yeah, I'm with you. The new one, Ahsoka, I've seen a few episodes. It's just kind of like, it just kind of drags, you know. Go ahead, Rob. Sorry.
No, I wasn't saying anything.
So, hey, can we do, will you be a good sport and do Guess the Scene? Nate, are you there?
Bring it. Yep. Bring it.
Okay.
Bring it. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. I think he's going to get this. I'll even give you a hint if you need it, Rob. But let's play the scene for Rob and see how he does.
Second of all, these people don't dream about being rich. They dream about being able to watch their kids swim in a pool without worrying that they'll have to have a hysterectomy at the age of 20. Like Rosa Diaz, a client of ours, or have their spine deteriorate like Stan Bloom, another client of ours. So before you come back here with another lame-ass offer, I want you to think real hard about what your spine is worth, Mr. Walker. Or what you might expect someone to pay you for your uterus, Miss Sanchez. then you take out your calculator and you multiply that number by 100. Anything less than that is a waste of our time. By the way, we had that water brought in special for you folks. Came from Well and Hinckley.
All right. Rob, lay it on us.
I am 80% sure that that's Aaron Brockovich.
You are 80%, 100% right. That's excellent.
Okay. And shout out to Dana from La Crosse as well, who got it like halfway through the clip as well.
He's all, this guy must just watch movies.
Faster than me, Dana. I needed a few lines before I got it.
She was just in Northeast Wisconsin here, and there's a big, as we know, the PFAS issue. So that's a great movie to revisit maybe if people are looking for something. So, Rob, let's talk. We just got a couple minutes here. Film festivals. What's your favorite Wisconsin film festival? You seem to be all over the place. I've seen you at the Wisconsin one a few times. What do you think?
I've primarily been to the Wisconsin Film Festival here in Madison, which I love. I've been to every single one. The Milwaukee Film Festival, also a great one. I don't get to that one every year, but that's a beautifully run one by Milwaukee Film.
Yeah,
the Oriental Theater. You can't beat that. There's one. Yeah, in Mineral Point, I think it's in November, called the Driftless Film Festival.
That's a great one too.
Very good. Yeah, and they've got. I saw they got David Strathairn, the actor from. He played Edward R. Murrow in Good Night and Good Luck. He's going to be their opening night, which is. Yeah, so there's a lot of like smaller festivals like that. Beloit has a really good one too. That are like, you know, Tom Cruise might not show up opening night, but, you know, they still got a nice slate of independent or classic movies. And the nice thing is, you know, people are going to show up. So, you know, you're going to see a movie with a full house.
Yeah. You know, it's great. The Driftless one is great. It's at that little opera house, if I remember correctly. It's just beautiful right downtown.
Beautiful. Yeah, absolutely.
And I think Milwaukee and Madison too are both great. I had a film, The Godfather Green Bay, played in both of those festivals. I don't know if that happens anymore. Now I'm going back 15 years, but I don't think they do that anymore. There's like this rivalry.
They're right next to each other. I mean, the reason I don't go to Milwaukee as much is it's right after the Madison one, and I'm worn out after seeing so many in Madison.
I love the Wisconsin Film Festival.
Yes. Me too. Yeah.
And Milwaukee. I mean, they're all, and Driftless is great too, but it's, and David Strathairn, that'll be fun. Boy, you got to get a picture with him. He's a phenomenal actor.
Yeah, he's fantastic. Yeah. That's really cool. I think the director of the festival has a connection with him, and they're showing a film they shot in Milwaukee. So that's very exciting. Yeah.
He played Pierce Patchett in LA Confidential, which is one of my all time favorite movies too. And, yeah, just a phenomenal actor. Rob, you're great, man. Keep up the great work. We love it. And thanks for, we're going to put The Diplomat out there to people. Thanks so much for your time today. And keep up the great work.
Thanks, Pete. Great talking to you.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. We'll see you. So there we go. We have two suggestions so far, Nate, and we'll get a third one in the next segment. We're going to find out what you can't turn off. So get ready to call or text. Pete Schwabba sitting in for Diamond Crew. We'll be right back.
Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
I didn't realize that Tucker Carlson's like hemorrhaging viewers. And I heard yesterday someone was like, oh yeah, like no one's actually watching it anymore. I was like, oh, yeah, that doesn't really surprise me. It's kind of like Threads.
it was a thing for about five
like a
minutes.
Week. Whoever was excited, then they moved on.
Wow, it's like Scott Walker's presidential campaign. It's a big deal for about a week.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org.
Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999 and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGB. And on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Slight chance for scattered showers overnight. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 59. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 77. Partly cloudy. Mainly clear skies and quiet tomorrow night. Lows level off around 56. Dry and turning cooler Sunday and Monday with highs in the upper 60s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 65.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back. Schwabba sitting in for Dom and Crute on the Devil's Advocate. They'll be back Monday. Badger football coming up in a few minutes. You can use the Civic Media app for that and go to WRJN or 1400 AM if you're down in that area. We are broadcasting live from the WGBW Talk of Green Bay Studios here at City Deck. Beautiful, beautiful evening. First day of fall, technically, although it feels like summer. Okay, we're in the home stretch here. Nate's been riding with me. Great job, Nate. It's been fun. And great stuff from Rob Thomas. So far, we've got two suggestions for people. We'll have a third one by the end of the segment, and then we'll just put them out there at the end of the show. So now, in the last few minutes we have together, thank you for listening, by the way. This has been a joy for me to talk movies and TV. I want to know, what can't you turn off? You're sitting on your couch, you're flipping around, and you come across that movie or that TV show where you're like, oh boy, I'll be up another hour. What is it? What show or movie can you not turn off? 844-96-PARTY, 844-967-2789. We have a caller. Let's take this call, Nate. Eileen from Madison. Hi, Eileen.
Can you hear me?
Hi, oh, yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. You sound great.
You just mentioned the middle of the night movie, and this I'll tell you real fast. I caught you the first couple of minutes of your show, and then I had to leave, and I came in an hour odd, and I'm so glad to finally talk to you. The movie I saw in the middle of the night is called North Country, and it happens in the mining industry in northern Minnesota. Charlize Theron, Sissy Spacek, Woody Harrelson, and Frances McDormand. And it is an absolutely incredible women's movement. And at the end, there is a disclaimer that what happened in the movie deals with probably one of the beginnings of the women's movement and who would think it happened in northern Minnesota. If you get a chance to watch it, it's just the whole premise of it is just excellent. It touches on several social problems and the whole cast is just so extraordinary. So I know you have to go. Thank you so much. I wish I had a chance to listen to your whole show. So thanks a lot and carry on. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Eileen. Be careful out there. North Country. That's a good one too, Nate. I do remember that. I don't think I saw it though. Did she say she saw me? Oh, I lost Nate for a second there. So that's Eileen. And then we have some text coming in too. But what is the movie or TV show for Eileen? It was North Country that you can't turn off. You want to go to bed, but oh man, The Godfather's on. That's definitely one of them with me, or Goodfellas, or here's a hidden movie too. Quick Change, one of my all-time favorites. Very kind of flew under the radar. Bill Murray is the star of it. It's just about people that rob a bank that are trying to get out of New York City and the challenges they face. It's so great. Let's go to the phones again and take a call from Joanne in Madison. Hey, Joanne.
Greatest movie of all time, Wonder Boys.
It's about higher education. It has Michael Douglas, Robert Downey Jr. You've got to watch it if you have any interest at all in higher education, because it says it as it is in higher education. And I actually met Michael Douglas and thanked him for the movie. He was over in building on the square because he was opening up a political headquarters for Bloomberg when Michael Bloomberg was running. And Douglas said it was one of his favorite movies as well. Incredibly well acted. Thank you so much for the fantastic program.
Hey, thank you for the call, Joanne. Have a great night.
Thanks.
I don't know if I should have, if this is appropriate, but I was in a men's room once with Michael Douglas. We were both at the urinals, and it wasn't probably the time to talk to him. So I just let it go, Nate. I said nothing. I let the man have his moment. That's not the right time to tell a guy that, hey, some people tell me I look like you while we're both standing at urinals. Probably. So I steered clear. Did we get I thought I saw a text come through too.
Oh, we've been getting all sorts of texts.
Read some of those.
Talking about.
We need one more suggestion.
Talking about Tom Cruise. Dana from La Crosse brought in Bourne on the 4th of July. He said he was one of all time favorites.
That was a great film.
Dana in La Crosse. Chad from Stoughton says latest binge is Suits. And Star Trek Strange New Worlds is awesome, he says, which I have not seen that one yet. That's on my list. I heard it was pretty good. That's one of the newer Star Trek shows, which they've been doing. I really haven't been super keen on the newer Star Trek shows.
Really?
But I heard Strange New Worlds was a pretty good one, actually.
Okay. Well, you're the guy for Star Trek. And then what was his other suggestion? I wish I could see these.
Born on the 4th of July.
Oh, Born on the 4th of July, yeah. Tom Cruise, right.
Tom Cruise.
Phenomenal acting in that, too. I mean, the guy is a movie star, but he was, I think he was Oscar nominated. I know he didn't win for that. I don't think he's ever won an Oscar for acting, but that was a great film, too. So if you have one, folks, we can still get you on here. We got a couple minutes left. Tell us what you can't turn off when you're watching something. For Joanne, it was Wonder Boys. For Eileen, it was North Country, a movie with... Charlize Theron. So tell us what you're watching. What can't you turn off?
I have a show that I started the other night and I had to stop because I was watching with my girlfriend, but I am kind of obsessed with, and that's Interview with a Vampire. It came out last year, but it just started streaming on Max. It's based on the old 80s movie. About it, but it is so far fantastic. It's I think 8 episodes, I think something like that.
You know, do you have this issue? I have an issue sometimes when something's already been a movie, and mm-hmm. I feel like Hollywood does this way too much. There's so many great scripts floating around mm-hmm. out there that could be made. We've already seen this story, and I'm sure it's a great show. I'll probably watch it. I want to watch it, but you know, it's already been a movie. Like, you know. I don't know.
Hollywood really loves just remaking everything, just everything they can. And like you said, there's so many. And actually, that's one thing you were mentioning this summer. That's one thing that I really like about this summer. There's a lot of newer original things. There's not too many remakes. There's not sequels. There's a couple sequels out there. The Meg 2, for instance, a fantastic sequel. but it's been a lot of original stuff.
Yeah.
This year.
No, I agree. Oppenheimer was, I mean, it's such a great story too. And the whole thing was like, he did this thing to beat the Germans in building the bomb. Mm-hmm. He was conflicted about it, but he's like, what else can I do? I know it's better in our hands than theirs. So you kind of sympathize with him. And then they tore him down later in his life for doing that, for proliferating or, you know, and it's like, well, what's this guy supposed to do? Like, you approached him, you asked him to do this. At the time, it was the right decision. But I love that there's that whole controversy about that. So I really like that movie.
Even if it's something that I'm not super keen on, if it's original, I will at least give it props for that. Asteroid City came out earlier this summer. I love Wes Anderson, but that just didn't really do it for me. But it was a very... I hadn't seen a movie like Asteroid City before. How about that? It was it's very much its own thing, and I liked what they were going for with it, and I have to give it props for that sort of thing.
Wes Anderson's the guy to do that, too. I loved Bottle Rocket. Okay, so I want to thank our guests today, Rob Thomas, Greg Liana, Danielle Ziamanda, and Mike Clemens. Great job, everybody. The three movies, go check them out. Parallax View, The Diplomat, and drumroll, Aaron Brockovich. Mike and Dom will be back Monday. Thanks for letting me sit in. I'm Pete Schwabe. Thank you to Nate. We're out. Thanks.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Earl Ingram.
Yes, we're going to use lethal force. Yes, we reserve the right to operate.
He clearly stated he would go in and they'd slaughter the cartel and they would be killing everywhere. He used that verbiage.
Unless Mexico invites us to send our troops into their country, it's essentially under international law tantamount to an act of war to send troops into a country without the invitation of the country.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW. W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News
app.
I'm Mark Remillard.